This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My dear brothers and sisters, today I would like to speak to you about someone from Pakistan. Someone who many people don't know him much. But this man, have he contributed a lot. But before I take you all the way to Pakistan, I would like you to take you to Baghdad first. I would like you to take you not only into Iraq, but I would like to take you back on time, on the time of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, for 20 years, he was tortured by rulers. He was under house arrest. He was arrested. He was threatened to be killed. He was prosecuted unfairly. He was not allowed to teach. He was not allowed to speak. And he was unbelievable, the amount of difficulties that he had to deal with over the course of 20 years, rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, after that, he became alam min a'lam ahl sunnah, one of the most recognized names, to the extent it was said by some of the ulama, Allah have saved the deen after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam twice. يوم الردة بأبي بكر ويوم المحنة بالإمام أحمد. The day of الردة, when people after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, many Arab tribes left Islam and Abu Bakr brought them back. And many people have deviated from the Sunnah and Imam Ahmad brought them back during the Abbasi times. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was watched carefully by people. So one time, people noticed that he always mentioned a man, his name, Abu al-Haytham. He would say, Allahumma ghafir li Abi al-Haytham. Allahumma arham Abu al-Haytham. Then his son, Abdullah, said, yeah, my father, I always hear you talking about Abu al-Haytham. Min hada Abu al-Haytham? Kul shwayt tad'ula fi salatik, in your salah, in random time, you pray for him. Who's Abu al-Haytham? قال يا بني هذا رجل من الأعراب لم أرى وجهه. This is a Bedouin that I didn't even see his face. What do you mean? He said it was one of these very dark nights. And you know, in jail, it's so dark, no light. I didn't even see who was there. But I know in the corner, there is a voice of a man who told me, I am Abu al-Haytham. And I'm well known in this prison because I will always get caught up. He steal things and, you know, and do like break the laws. And you're always like, mashallah, يعني a customer to the prison. Zubun, da'im fi sijin. Everybody knows me by Abu al-Haytham. And I do a lot of bad things and always caught. Sometimes drinking, sometimes robbing people, terrorizing people, gangs, whatever, you name it. أَقْطَعُ الطَّرِيقَ وَأَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرُ وَإِنِّي جُلِدْتُ في ديوان أمير المؤمنين 18,000 جلدة. Over the course of the years, I was lashed 18,000 times. A lot means he was caught a lot. And he said, "Ya Ahmed, I'm so strong. I don't bend my back. I deal with these guys with full confidence. And I'm upon the falsehood. وأنا على الباطل." I didn't show them any kind sign of weakness. And I'm upon haram. I'm doing things which is wrong. Ya Ahmad, you are upon the truth. Ya Ahmad, you're holding up the religion. You're holding up the sunnah. Don't show them your weakness. Be strong. They're going to torture you. This jail, known for that. Be strong. Then Imam Ahmad قال له لكني أخاف الصوت يعني الجلد أخاف أني ما أتحمل جسمه بسيط جدا Imam Ahmad. He said, what concerns me the most, I'm worried about the lashing, the head. I'm worried that I cannot take that. And after a while, I will give up. I'll tell them what they want to hear. قال يا أحمد لا تخاف الصوت. Don't worry. إنما هي أول ضربة. The hardest one is the first one, or maybe the first couple of ones. And after that, your skin will numb. Don't worry, that's the easy part. يقول الإمام أحمد رحمه الله فما صبرني الله بمثلها. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله said, I did not have anything have given me support like this man. No one supported me like this man. No one have brought me strength like this man. So always I remember, I am doing this for the sake of Allah. And he was doing it for the haram. And he was patient and strong. So I will be more strong. It's just the first couple of head. It's just the beginning. And after that, it will get easier. And that's how it is. My brothers and sisters, I'm not suggesting, but if you can't be Imam Ahmad, at least be Abul Haytham, but don't steal. Don't be a thief. And in other words, if you can't be Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, as a famous person, Imam with all this knowledge, at least be that person who supports. At least be that person who feels that I can contribute. Don't ever look down upon yourself. Don't think that you cannot do and you cannot contribute. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ. A believing man from the family of Pharaoh who conceal his faith. Do you kill a man merely because he says, my Lord is Allah? Who's that man? Nobody knows. And in Surah Yasin, Allah sent three messengers. Yet a man came from the midtown or uptown, however you want to, you know, translate it. From the town, and he said, he supported the three messengers. He didn't say, you know what, they have three messengers. Who needs me? And now let's take you to Pakistan. A man in Pakistan decided that he will dedicate his wealth, his money, his time to spread Al-Quran in Pakistan. He said, I want to take the level of teaching Quran to another level. Where I go, where I find the Quran in the place where the Quran was revealed. So it goes all the way to Mecca, looking to get teachers from Mecca to go to Pakistan and to teach Quran. And he said, I will pay whatever it takes. I will provide whatever they want. He goes to Mecca, and at that time, the Imam of Mecca is Sheikh Abdul Zahir al-Samh, rahimahullah, from Egypt. He was the Imam of the Haram. He was sick. He did not show up that day. So they find someone, like the random person, led the Salah. So our man was praying behind that Imam. He said his Qura'ah was terrible. He said he made so many mistakes that I didn't remember praying someone beyond someone who made that many mistakes. I said, I came to Mecca for Quran teachers, and that's the kind of Quran teachers they have? What a shame. So I'm going to start with Mecca. So he decided to start a very solid program to teach Quran in Mecca. And he went back to Pakistan to one of the sheikhs that he knows. His name is Sheikh Khalil. Khalil al-Qari, Khalil. He goes to Sheikh Khalil, and Sheikh Khalil said, no, 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 Mecca, I'm in Pakistan. I'm not going to go to Mecca. Mecca has its own. He said, no, I want you to go there and to start teaching. So it's a shame that in Mecca, the land of the heart, and we don't have good Qurra, and you're an excellent Qari. You're the best Qari in the country. He convinced him until he agreed. And he moved him and his family to Mecca, not far away from the Haram. And he had one of his students who became so good and learned Quran very quickly. And that man was no one other than the head of all the imams in Haram later on, Sheikh Muhammad bin Sbayil, rahimahullah ta'ala, who became the head of Shu'un al-Haramain, the head of the whole entire two Haramain, the Mecca and Medina, and a senior imam there. One of his students, Sheikh Khalil's student, he made him to him, help him to memorize the Quran, to recite the Quran. Then after a while, a Yemeni young man loved his recitation. And that Yemeni young man learned with the Sheikh And later on, he became one of the most recognized voices that ever led Salah in Mecca, Sheikh Ali Bajaber, rahimahullah ta'ala. And one of the most incredible people in memorization. They said you can't count in less than, not even five, one hand, how many times he made a mistake in qira'ah over the course of 40 years of his life, leading. Anyway, then another family came to him, and they said, from Burma. And they said, we have a son who we would like to invest in him. And we heard you're the best Quran teacher. And they brought their son to him, and he studied with him until he became one of the most recognized voice in leading Salah in Medina later on, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he became one of the Imam of Medina. So you have from his students, people who led Salah in Mecca, led Salah in Medina al-Haram al-Madin, and thousands and thousands of Imams. All this by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made that man to dedicate himself to teach the Quran. But what's so unique is about the man who we don't even know his name. And when these shuyukh, Ali Bajaber ibn Sbayr and others, they talk about who taught them the Quran, the Sheikh Khalid from Pakistan. They give him the credit. And not only that, one day he was in Mecca, then they said to him, we would like you to supervise the halaqat al-Qur'an. So if you ever go to Mecca, you will find Qur'an circles in the haram. He's the one who started that. And it became now, official and legal and have like an official structure. And replicated in Medina. And one day he visited Medina to make sure that the halaq al-Qur'an and the circle al-Qur'an is organized. And guess who heard him teaching? Egyptian scholar. And he said to him, that's a beautiful recitation. I love your qira'ah. Then he started talking, said, come with us to the hotel. So he take him to the hotel, and he said, by the way, I didn't get your name. He said, my name is Muhammad Siddiq ibn Shawi. And he took Sheikh Khalid to the house where he met Sheikh Abdul Basit and Sheikh Ismail, the greatest qira'ah in Egypt. And they praised him. Just a businessman who wants to invest in the right way. Let's have that year, the year of 2025. You know what? I want to contribute. I want to put the seed for something good. Sometimes you can reach that high goals in Jannah through your deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made another way also, is through, helping others to help you in your akhirah, to be the means of goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who hear the speech and follow the best of it. أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. Make sure, my brothers and sisters, that we be among those who make things happen. Not just those who watch things happening, or even worse, those who said what happened. You don't want to be among those. You know what? Love the truth, love the khair, even if you are so deep in the haram, so deep in the wrong. But you know what? Love the khair. Don't lose that love, because that's the rope that you will hold to it one day, and it will pull you out. Don't ever make doing the khair a justification for you to continue doing the haram. Yani, not because you're doing the haram, you said, okay, I'm going to donate $1,000. And make sure that this is, it's like, this is, I call it drugs. You drug yourself. You think, okay, I'm doing this just to avoid quitting the haram. No. That's some of the salaf said, quitting usury, one dirham from usury, from riba, from interest, better than doing 70 hajj. So that's not, I'm not saying this should justify us continuing doing what's wrong. But no, I'm trying. But while I'm trying, this is not going to stop me to do something good while I'm even involved in something that's not right. الحسن was there, then Mutarrif said, give an advice to people. He said, I'm worried to say something that I don't practice 100%. He said, Rahimahukallah. And who does 100% of what he says? We all try. The shaitan will love that because he will make no one speak, no one advise, no one participate. Everybody needs support. Everybody needs advice. Everybody needs help. Even Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, need the help of that man. We need to learn how to help one another, especially if those people are oppressed. And with this, I want to mention in the end of my khutbah, something that many masajid speak about today, which is our sister who's been jailed for so long. And regardless of the complication of her case, but the amount of injustice, she came unfortunately in the wrong time, Afia Siddiqui. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring relief to her soon. Ameen. She's miskina, and you know, unfortunately, there's no political will behind her. That's why there are so many Muslims today, if you notice, have petitioned to Biden, President Biden, before he leaves office, is to reduce her sentence. A woman reported that she was raped several times, tortured, accused by things that, you know what, an evidence that I'm not going to put myself in the court place, but at least showing a little bit of leniency for someone who is genius. And it became a big political issue. There is no doubt there is people like this deserve leniency, deserve to be helped. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for her. But at least knowing that name and knowing that this, the complicity of her case, maybe you read about it, it's something that creates a level of awareness. Not advocating for any kind of, a lot of people, by the way, advocated violence in her name, which is wrong. And her own family basically criticized that. If you remember not long time ago in Dallas, somebody did that. That's not the way to help. The way to help through the legal means. Inshallah, we will put in our, you know, social media also link to ways maybe you can support her through her legal counselor, who one of them lives here in Houston with us. In any case, my brothers and sisters, I hope this khutbah inspire us to be always part of goodness. May Allah forgive our sins and guide us to the best of speech and actions. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa afina wa'fu anna wa akrim nuzulana. اللهم أتمم الخير على أهل سورية يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اجمع على الحق قلوبهم وولي عليهم خيارهم وابعد عنهم شرارهم اللهم يا حي يا قيوم نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن ترفع عن إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم ارفع عن إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم ارفع عن إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم ارفع عنهم الظلم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام احقن دماءهم وأموالهم وأعراضهم وبلادهم واجعل دائرة السوء على من ظلمهم وخذلهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم رحماك رحماك بالمستضعفين في كل مكان والمظلومين في كل مكان اللهم ادر نار الحرب والفتنة بين المسلمين وأصلح حالهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لطفك بإخواننا في السودان اللهم عليك بهؤلاء الظالمين المفرقين لجمع الناس في كل مكان وفي كل بلد اللهم فشتت شملهم واضعف قوتهم وشوكتهم واخذل من نصرهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم يا حي يا قيوم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه وأنزل رحمتك وبركتك على هذا المسجد وأهله وصل اللهم على محمد وآله وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله